Let's talk about Josh Allen for a minute. The biggest difference for me from this game, from field level, you tell me if you could tell this from up top. Obviously, the numbers paint this story anyway. The biggest thing that I saw, he was so much more calm, collected, and in control than he was the last 2 weeks. Last 2 weeks, it was frenetic. It was Josh Allen scrambling around, Josh Allen speeding up his internal clock, making decisions, throwing off the timing because of that. That really wasn't the case in this game. There were a play here, a play there. He had six incompletions. That was it. Yeah. You're 76%. 19 of 25. Sure, the numbers weren't overwhelming, 215 yards passing, but he had a couple of touchdowns. But to me, what was really happening was he was calm, collected, and making smart decisions, throwing the ball away a few times when he had to. Mm-hmm. And maybe more mostly evident on that touchdown pass to me to Mac Hollins. He stood tall in the pocket. There was a lot going on around him. Never panicked, stepped up a little bit, threw a strike. Huge play. That was the difference in Josh Allen's play to me than the previous 2 weeks.
Yeah, it wasn't pressing. Think about the last couple times that they have played games inside the stadium, right? Last year, he was pressing. They had three interceptions. 2 years ago when they lost, he had two interceptions. I've always thought interceptions are incredibly overrated, right? Just look around the league. They fluctuate. I don't think it's as big of a deal as people sometimes make them out to be. They can be, but I digress. Josh Allen didn't press last night. Josh Allen, taking what the defense gives you is a cliche that's used far too often in sports and really in football. But they just kind of were like, okay, we're going to run the ball, especially in the first half. We're going to run the ball, and then when you try and stop the run, we're going to hit you on a quick pass to either Dalton Kincaid or to somebody, and we're going to move the chains. Like, he did not have to be spectacular. Besides the Curtis Samuel catch and the Ray Davis catch, everything was probably like a 10-yard throw or less, right? Like, they were doing everything to just keep it very simple. And against this type of defense, I think that's the type of day you had. You know, after the game, I posted on X, like, Josh Allen and Ray Davis had exceptional games. And somebody was like, Josh Allen didn't have an exceptional game. I'm like, what are you talking about? He had six incompletions. He had three total touchdowns, six incompletions. He led them on a scoring drive at the end of the game to give them the lead. And he sealed the game with his scramble on third and four. Like, he had an exceptionally good game. I mean, the bar is so high for a player like this that maybe
we're just like numb to it, but for
like 17 years, this would have been like the best game a Bills quarterback could play. Just because he didn't throw for 400 yards doesn't mean he didn't have a great game.
I was just going to say the same thing. Do you remember during the drought, we'd been begging for a game like this from a quarterback? Oh my God, that was amazing, right? No, because 215 yards isn't a lot, but man, he was calm. He's collected. He was in control. Like I said, he threw six incompletions. He threw a couple of those were throwaways. Did a great job all night long to be a leader, too. I mean, he was a leader. There were times on the bench where
Dion?
You see him chirping a Dion? Go ahead. I didn't see it, but I know what happened. And someone was telling me about it. But yes, it happened after the Deion Dawkins penalty.
Yes.
Between third and fourth quarter. Go ahead.
I love to see this kind of stuff from a leader. And I think Deion loves it too, because he put him accountable, and then they went out there and they moved the ball in the next possession. But during the TV timeout between the third and the fourth quarter, there was some sort of skirmish on the fields. Now, the lights were out at the stadium. Deion Dawkins explained this not to me, but to some of our peers in the locker room after. I've listened to the video, so several different people have posted it.
Yes.
But it sounded like one of the trainers from the Jets got a little too close to Deion Dawkins and was holding the water bottle in his face to, like, give it to his teammate. Deion thought that he was kind of, like, taunting him, so he took the water bottle from the guy, and then one of the Jets players shoved him, and then they all started chirping. I think Deion took it to a new level. Deion gets an unsportsmanlike conduct penalty. It made a third and 10, a third and 21, and killed the Bills' drive to start the fourth quarter in a close game. After that penalty, after the third and 21, it was like a little bubble screen to Dalton Kincaid. Also, like, hate the fact that they're just, like, giving up on those plays. Josh Allen used to just go do crazy stuff. But regardless, after, like, a 3 or 4 yard gain, they're walking off the field, and Josh's helmet is up, leaned on the back of his head, and you can see him jawing at Deion Dawkins. Now, I'm not down there. I'm watching this from the press box. I'm really far away. But it clearly looked like him saying, like, cut it out. This is a close game. Your penalty just cost us significantly. Do not let that happen again. Rein it in. And after the game, Deion was like, that's what leaders do. That's what they need to do, and I'm glad that he did it. And shout out to Josh, because that's a little just layer of his added leadership and, you know, holding people accountable. And I think that's really important for your quarterback.
Yeah, I am down there. And unfortunately, I didn't see that interaction on the sidelines. I was focused on what was happening on the field at the time after that whole sequence that happened. But listen, that's what you need from Josh Allen. That's what the Bills have wanted from Josh Allen. And I'm quite sure Deion Dawkins, you know, can handle it. The other thing that says a lot going forward, if Josh Allen can do that with Deion and that turns out the way it did, and there's no like back and forth and some massive scene on the sidelines, mm-hmm. now he's probably way more comfortable doing it than anybody on the team. That's his mm-hmm. buddy and his left tackle, right? Yeah. Deion Dawkins and a veteran on this team. So I think it goes a long way in that regard.